We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Wednesday afternoon, which means the week is half over, and it is beautiful. It is on the chilly side. I know some of you love it, but I know some of you hate the cold weather. Well, it's going to be cold tonight. Very unusually cold. In fact, we're setting some records in places in this area and really around the country. But you know, it was colder here than in Denver yesterday, because it just goes to show you that this is an Arctic blast that is just coming straight down from Canada. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us this afternoon. We have been talking about the public impeachment hearings. Day one was today. It has concluded. And we have been talking about the elusive truth. And do people really care about the truth? Or do they care about the information that helps their political tribe show that they're right? Seems to me that that's what's more important. The Scoot Report is our daily Facebook video. It is on our Facebook page right now, WWL Radio. I'll share it on the SOTA Facebook page after the show. And the Scoot Report today is about the impeachment hearings and seeking the truth. And do we really care about the truth? Or do we care about confirming the bias we have? And if we really cared about the truth, we would have to go to different sources. And a lot of people don't want to take the time to do that, because they're content. They've picked out who they believe in the media in particular, or the politicians they believe. And whatever they say, they go along with them. But the truth should be important. And I don't know that it is. Get back to your calls, and I'm going to introduce the topic of Coach O and the F-bomb here in just a minute. Some kids at a middle school in North Carolina were given Skittles in pill boxes. It was a fake prescription. And some parents thought that that might be the wrong message. This was part of an experiment of a career fair at the Myrtle Grove Middle School in Wilmington, North Carolina. And there was a pharmaceutical company that came out, Regional Medical Center, was showing kids what it was like to be a pharmacist. And so they put Skittles in pill boxes and handed them out last Friday. The hospital logo was stamped right on the label, and it said that it contains 300 milligrams of candy. And the goal was to show the kids about the daily responsibility of a pharmacist. Now, the daily responsibility of the pharmacist is to not take any of the pills that they're giving out. And I'm sure some of the kids were really tempted to take some of the fake medication. Who knows? Maybe it'll lead to a whole scandal about people becoming addicted to Skittles. Also, we talked about the governor's race here. And man, over the last week, especially the last couple of days, you know, you hear one ad that is such a negative ad about one of the candidates, and then you hear an ad for the other candidate, and it's a negative ad about the one you just heard. It was a positive ad about the one you just heard a negative ad about. And yet, I really strongly believe that a lot of people make their decisions on who to vote for based on negative ads, which is a shame, because there are a lot of lies in negative ads. But our poll question was, are the negative ads helping you decide who to vote for? And it ended with 89%. 89% said no, 11% said yes. The Louisiana Supreme Court has refused to revive a New Orleans Saints fan's lawsuit against the NFL over the official that did not make the call at the game, the playoff game against the Rams last season. This is still going on. I would love to find a way to hold the NFL more accountable when it comes to their officials. But it's time to let this go. And yet there are people who are just clinging to this. I guess they think that they're going to be the hero that's going to bust into the NFL and do something that's going to hold them accountable. Well, they should be held accountable. There's no doubt about that. But I mean, at some point, this has gone through the process. At some point, you just got to let it go. And I think it's way time to just let this go. Also, I want to talk about the controversy after the LSU-Alabama game of Coach O letting an expletive fly. He did not expect this to get out to the public, but it did. You know, a lot of things get out in the public and they're not supposed to because technology is so different today. Coach O has apologized for saying, "Roll Tide, what? Blank you." Are you upset with Coach O for saying that? Should LSU's Coach Ogeron be condemned for using the F-bomb when reacting to LSU's victory over Alabama? I'll give you my opinion. I don't think so. I mean, it's like, so what? Now, at the Saints-Falcons game, I was sitting in front of the women that I sat in front of last season, the ones that have just the most incredible, their harmonies of their screams really clash, and it's really earth, it's really just earth-shattering screams. But the other thing about this group of women is that they can't, especially after they continue to drink beer, they really can't go very long without using the F word. And, you know, there are times when you use it and it feels good. There are times that you use it and it fits. And if you don't ever use it, I'm not criticizing you for never using it. But there are times that I let the F-bomb fly. But when it's used all the time, that's ridiculous. But in Coach O's case, I mean, I just don't have a problem with him. I don't have a problem with him using the F-bomb in that situation. And sometimes there are things that are not intended to get out to the public, but they do. And we need to realize that this, to me, this doesn't reflect on Coach O's character. Now, if he intended this to get out to the public, if he said this in a setting where he knew it was going to get out to the public, then you can say, okay, well, this is part of his character. But this was a private, I mean, it wasn't a private moment, but apparently this was a moment with the coach and the team. And so he made this comment, "Roll Tide, what? Blank you." Man, that was an emotional moment to let the F-bomb drop. And I didn't think it was a big deal. Did you? If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we're talking about, our number is 260-1870. And our text is 870-870. From Mississippi, Kent, welcome to WWL.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot.
Hey, Kent.
Hey, I was just wondering, as I spoke to your guy, today's proceedings, I think you guys aired the Mueller proceedings briefly and the Cohen proceedings briefly. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. I was wondering why WWL executives or their executive producer or their management didn't air today's proceedings, being that today's proceedings was probably one of the most important proceedings in this whole process since the Trump administration took office. And you guys decided not to do that.
Well, again, I can't explain it. That's not my decision to make, and we trust that management will make the right decision. We're certainly not trying to keep any information from anybody because we've had updates, special CBS News updates every hour, so we're not trying to prevent the information. But sometimes, sometimes it's a case of, you know, we did something before, and it turned out to not be really good for radio, so we learned not to do it again. I don't know if that's the thinking, but we're not, I guarantee you, we're not trying to hide or protect any information or anybody.
But, you spoke of the truth coming out, and I know a lot of people have their own opinions about these proceedings, but the two witnesses, Mr. Kent and Mr. Taylor today, is probably the two most important witnesses in this proceedings. They don't like to be classified as witnesses, but these are the people who have brought this to the government. And, you know, very little was put on the airwaves by your company.
Well, there's plenty. We've been talking about it all day.
But not letting the people.
Well, because maybe there's so many other sources for it. I mean, you can find that information. It's not like it's not available.
Understood. But like I said, the Mueller proceedings and the Cohen proceedings were broadcast on your station.
Well, you know,
like you said, okay. We can go back and forth.
Well, no, we're not going to go back and forth because I that's not my business. That's not it's not for me to answer, and I don't think you should worry about it. I know the intention of this company. And there can be many reasons why that decision is made. And one of the reasons might be that it's, you know, look, the first question that we had was, are these impeachment hearings even worthy of wall-to-wall coverage? 79% said no, 21% said yes. So, I mean, that's the audience speaking. You know, not everybody in the audience wants to hear that on radio. And there certainly were plenty of opportunities to watch it on television. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And this is just the perfect song as a backdrop for talking about the first day of the public impeachment hearings on Capitol Hill, because it's a circus. You've got Republicans directing the questions to make it seem as if Trump did nothing wrong. You've got the Democrats wording the questions as if Trump is guilty. And are we ever going to find the truth? And do you even care about the truth, or do you care about just supporting what you want to believe? A couple of highlights from the proceedings earlier today, and also a couple of interesting comments from President Trump. That and your calls are next on WWL. That's what Coach O is saying, because he used the F-bomb and it got out to the public. I don't know. I just don't think it's that big a deal. The guy said, roll after the game. LSU just beats Alabama for the first time in, what, 8 years? And it was a very exciting game and a huge victory for LSU. And Coach O says, roll Tide. What? Blank you. What's wrong with that? Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll question. Should Coach O be condemned for using the F-bomb when reacting to LSU's victory over Alabama? 88% say no, but 12% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text that says, I find it fascinating that left-wing people accuse your station of being too far right, and right-wing people accuse your station of being too far left. I guess you're where you're supposed to be. Yeah, really. You know, you can find radio that's all directed one way. And one thing that I love about our show, and I think most of the station is this way, one thing that I love about our show in the afternoon is that I don't have an agenda. My agenda, I do have an agenda. I have an agenda to promote equality. I have an agenda to be fair. I've got my opinions. And the conflicts that we have on this show are conflicts against people who want to see it all one way or the other. Because neither the far right or the far left are right. Neither one of them are right. And they get most of the attention. But most of us are more moderate in our positions. Even if you're registered Republican or Democrat, most of us are more moderate. From Mobile, Tony, welcome to WWL.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. I love listening to your show on occasion when I'm driving home from work, and I heard you talking about this topic, and I just simply had to weigh in on it. You know, you go back, and first off, I don't hold anything against Coach O for saying what he said. I mean, because here's what's happened. You go back many years to that 21-0 national championship shutout, and then 7 years of getting it handed to you easily every year. And then Coach O comes into Baton Rouge, and let's face it, he was not brought in there with an overwhelming majority of the fans clapping.
No, you're right. And look, there were people on this station who just bashed him, thought he was not the right coach.
Yeah, so he comes in there to Alabama, and he's even said that's kind of the mark to go for, you know. Yeah. And he finally gets a team good enough to come to Tuscaloosa and take it to the Tide. Straight up, just took it to him. And then now he's got all that frustration passed, let go. They won the game fair and square, straight up, no ifs, ands, or buts. They've gotten rid of 7 years worth of bugaboo and the 21-0 national championship. They didn't even cross the 50-yard line. And of course he's going to have some pent-up frustration. And I'll say this, the SEC is a lot better off when LSU is competitive with Alabama. And for the past 7 or 8 years, they just haven't been. And I'm happy to see them back where they belong.
Tony, we really appreciate the call from Mobile. You know, I agree. Here's a text that says, I don't curse much, but I love what Coach O said, and thank WWL for not broadcasting the boring impeachment hearings. Yeah, if people want to get critical about that, look, that doesn't necessarily translate into, like, good radio listening. And those decisions beyond me. But we're giving you a lot of information about it. We're talking about it. We're not trying to hide anything from anybody. We're just trying to provide the best radio possible. If you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to get a special CBS News update. This is a special thing that we're doing because of the impeachment hearings. The first public hearing was today. We'll even have more to talk about on the show tomorrow. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. Yeah, let it go. Let it go. The Louisiana Supreme Court has refused to revive a New Orleans Saints fan's lawsuit against the NFL over that no call in the playoff game last season against the Rams. At this point, yes, let it go. Among other things, we're talking about the criticism that Coach O got for letting the F-bomb fly after the LSU victory over Alabama. And I've got a text here that says, how many times do you think Saban used the F-word in the Alabama locker room? He probably used it a lot right after the game. I can imagine. If something is not intended for the public and it gets out, I don't know. And it depends on what it is. But in this case, saying, roll tide, what, blank you? Hey, come on, coach. You did okay. It's all right. It's all right to do that. And I think the criticism is ridiculous. For those of you who are just tuning in, the first day of public hearings of the impeachment hearings were today. Kent George is the Assistant Deputy Secretary of State, Bureau of European and Euro-Asian Affairs. And here's what he had to say about the allegations against Biden.
Mr. Krent, are you familiar, as you indicate in your opening statement, about these allegations related to Vice President Biden?
I am.
And to your knowledge, is there any factual basis to support those allegations?
None whatsoever.
And here's what Ambassador William Taylor had to say about President Trump and President Zelensky of Ukraine.
President Trump, through Ambassador Sondland, was asking for President Zelensky to very publicly commit to these investigations, that it was not sufficient to do this in private, that this needed to be a very public statement.
I mean, honestly, this is compelling testimony. But there are too many people who don't care about the truth. And so we'll see what happens. Here's what President Trump had to say about why the Democrats are doing this.
It's all very simple. They're trying to stop me because I'm fighting for you, and I'll never let that happen.
That is a great positioning statement for the president. Here's what the president also had to say about Democrats.
The Democrats want to take away your guns. They want to take away your health care. They want to take away your vote. They want to take away your freedom. They want to take away your judges. They want to take away everything.
The sad thing about that statement is that there are people who actually believe that. From the North Shore, Don, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
First, I'd like to make a quick comment on the Coach O situation.
Yeah.
It was a locker room. It was a locker room. And if you think you don't hurt worse than that in the locker room, nobody who's upset about that better ever go into a men's locker room for a football team ever again, unless it's Little League.
And Don, that's a good point, because a lot of times when people like curse in the workplace, people describe that as, what are you, that's locker room talk. So yeah, you're right. You're right.
And that is locker room talk. That's it. So on to our real subject. I watched Gavel to Gavel today, and when I couldn't actually watch, I was listening because I was at my desk all day. And I can tell you this, that's not compelling testimony. I have to disagree with you 100%. It's not compelling testimony, and this is why. I listened to it all day today, and all I heard was in opinions of bureaucrats. Their opinions are valued, but they don't get to make the final call. The president makes the final call, and they disagree with that final call in a lot of situations, which they have a right to disagree. They don't have a right to undermine his decisions, though. That's number one. But number two, and more importantly, I felt like I was listening to an elementary class game all day long, the grapevine game, because it was constantly, well, I heard this one said this to this, and that one said this to this, and so-and-so told me this who told so-and-so. It's like, I just don't care, because we all know how the grapevine game starts, and we all know how it ends. It starts with it's a beautiful sunny day, and it ends with it storming down rain and storming down rain and there's snow on the way.
Yeah. Well, Don, look, all of this, the judgment of all of this, like every trial, is subjective. juries make a subjective decision about what they believe, and you and I will make a subjective decision about what we take away from the hearings.
That's not actually a factual statement, which
it is
said,
true.
Though,
it's totally
in the
true.
Beginning.
It's totally
no,
true.
In the beginning, it's not. I worked in the court system for many, many, many years. I'm not a lawyer, but
okay.
I worked in the court system for many, many years. What they did today would never be allowed in court under any circumstances for most of it, because it was.
That's not my point, Don. You're missing my point. Don, hang on. My point is not about the proceedings, because I didn't say this was court. My comment is that views of this testimony, and like with testimony in court, it is subjective to you, to me, and to a jury. That's my point, and that's a fact. That's
no,
not
no.
my opinion.
You know, it is subjective. No, that is subjective. It's all subjective. My point is that there's no factual basis for any of it, because you don't know. It's just like the grapevine game. You don't know where the guy that testified today, what he interpreted from the guy he heard it from, who then interpreted
well,
it from
the original
source.
Well, but you could also, source. Don, you could also argue that there's no factual basis for what the White House says about it.
Well, there's not.
Okay.
There's no factual basis on either side.
That's why it's a subjective.
We don't have any clue.
Right. That's why it's a subjective exercise. And my problem is that I don't think there are enough people in America who care about the truth. I think there are more people who care about confirming whatever it is that they have already believed based on what the politicians and the pundits have said, the pundits that they believe in, the politician they believe in, based on what they've said, they've made up their minds and they're looking for information that supports that.
I agree with you. And I'd like to preface my next comment with saying I'm not referring to you because you are a talk show host.
Okay.
Okay. And you admittedly are a talk show host. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a news. You're not a reporter.
Correct.
The problem is the reason I think most of America no longer cares is because we no longer have reporters, except in the local news. But as far as the national news goes, we don't have reporters.
Well, that's not
We've
true.
Got commentators.
No, 60 Minutes have
Name
reporters.
A reporter national.
60 Minutes is full of reporters. 60 Minutes is full of hardcore journalists. And there are hardcore journalists on every
issue,
network.
Who frame the issues both ways. Who frame the issues the way they feel about it instead of reporting the news.
Well, I'm talking
there
about the ones...
There was a bombing today. There was a fire today.
Okay. Don, you can see more of that on the evening news on CBS, NBC, and ABC. You don't see any of that on the cable news networks. The problem is that people have defined the cable news networks as the news, and it is not the news. And I know you understand that, but a lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah.
So the news is not it has never been as objective as people think it was, but it has been much more objective than it is now. But there are some reporters who really do delve into things. And you're right. The emphasis is on local reporters. The proportion of local reporters that look into things is greater than on the national level.
Yeah, I mean it's a joke when you look at and look. I'm a conservative. I don't watch Fox News. I don't need somebody regurgitating me what I already think. I just don't need that.
Yeah.
But I do watch CNN and I watch MSNBC because I want to know what they're thinking. It's not that I agree with
them.
Well,
and everybody,
I try to find the news out of it, and it's like you're trying to pull the news out of what they're saying. You watch an hour show and you get a minute to 2 minutes of news.
But you just did, even as a conservative, you've admitted that that's basically what Fox News does. I mean, they all do the same thing. Fox News has a different slant than CNN and MSNBC.
It's not news, but it's a good business model.
But the problem, Don, is that there are too many people that don't recognize the reality that it's designed to attract an audience. And that's not the fault of the medium. That's the fault of the audience for not getting it.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's the fault of the audience for not getting it. But I also think it's the fault of the medium for taking advantage of that.
Well,
when you're portraying yourself to be a new
CNN, cable news network,
you're not news.
No, you can
don't
certainly
call yourself news. You're not news.
You can certainly make that argument. Don, I enjoyed our conversation. Glad you called. From Port Sulphur, Gavin, welcome to our show.
How you doing, Scoop? Man, I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure, Gavin, thanks.
And basically what I want to say is, like, you know, I really feel that, you know, there's a lot of people that really don't want to know the truth, you know. I mean, there are a lot of people that, you know, really are going into these hearings or listening to these hearings and really have their set mind and really are just looking for, you know, what they want to hear to bolster their opinions, basically. Me personally, you know, I would like to know the truth about all these things. You know, I do want to know exactly what's going on. And my point I want to make is, you know, hey, just release the documents that will, you know, basically tell us exactly what happened. Why is the transcript, the original transcript that Trump had in this conversation locked away in a server somewhere, where you release that to the public? Hey, we'll know exactly what he said, exactly what he was thinking. And we actually get to the bottom of it. But when you watch these hearings, I mean, based on the party lines, you know, you can actually tell. You don't even have to watch it. No. All you have to do is just listen to the questions and their demeanor, and you'll tell what party they are for and, you know, what agenda they are really trying to push, whether it be, oh, it's about substance. Okay, well, no, it's not about substance. It's about process. And the whole thing is really, you know, like most of your callers have said, it's really a clown show.
Well, I mean, Gavin, I mean, you're right. And we have to recognize it as such. And one of the things that we do on this show all the time is talk about how it's all a circus. And so if we don't understand that, then that becomes our fault. Because the media is in the business of doing business. And you can say their responsibility is to give the news objectively, but it's not really. Their responsibility is to gather an audience to generate revenue. The alternative to that would be to have a government-controlled media, which they have in other countries. But since we have free market society and a free media in our society, it's up to the audience to decide. And there's a large portion of the audience that supports Fox News, and there's a large portion of the audience that supports CNN and MSNBC.
And I wish that there were, an audience that really wants to, you know, find the truth in all this instead of just listening to Fox News or MSNBC, you know, and really just, you know, pick for yourself. You know, you as an individual, decide for yourself. Listen to what they're saying. Okay, but don't take it as scripture and actually listen to what they're saying or what they're not saying. Put it like this, you know, the president, you know, is telling all these individuals to defy subpoenas and don't, you know, don't go to a trial and testify. Why? You have to ask the question, why? What are you so afraid that these people are going to say or not say that, you know, you don't want the truth to actually come out?
And you can't.
That's really just my opinion on the whole matter.
Gavin, I totally agree with you. Glad you called. There are people who want this to just be ignored. But those very same people, if it was another president, they would want it as a big issue. And so there's the hypocrisy. What should matter is what happens. What should matter is the truth. And Don, the caller just a moment ago, he admits that he watches CNN to see what the other side is thinking. We really should be watching Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and checking out different sources and listening open-mindedly to different politicians and not shutting out everything a politician that you disagree with. Don't shut out everything they say. Listen. Because somewhere in all of that, you can patch together the truth. Here's the text that says, it's a shame that you don't believe what the president just said. The president said that the Democrats want to take away your guns, your vote, your freedom, and everything. It's simply not true. There's no factual basis for that. You can't prove it. So it's a shame that you think it's a shame that I don't believe that, because I don't believe it. Kanye West, as you know, has had the number one album in the country. Jesus is King. But on Sunday, there was a pastor in Atlanta who says, I love the music. I love Jesus is King. But I got a problem with Kanye West and his support of President Trump and his support of the idea that slavery was an option. I mean, what happened? Okay, those of you who want to be slaves, one step to the right. The rest of you, one step to the left. Yeah. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.